Today's episode is brought to you by Destiny's Accessories, located inside of AV Lopez at 3831 Boca Chica Boulevard in Brownsville. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4. Destiny Accessories has all the phone and tablet accessories you need, including chargers, screen protectors, wallets, clips, holsters, pop sockets, cases, and much more.
Welcome to another episode of Paranormal 956. My name is Bianca.
And I'm David.
So, David, what are we talking about today?
You had a story about a mannequin in Mexico.
Right. So, this mannequin has a name.
Okay.
La Pascualita. Can you say that?
La Pascualita.
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 Yeah, you got it. All
right. All right.
So,
I don't know what it means, but I know how to say
it's
it.
It's just a name.
Okay.
Like Pascual. You don't know Mexican names. Anyways, so let me tell you like a little bit about the mannequin.
Okay.
It's not your normal mannequin. She has a name, La Pascualita.
Yeah.
They named her because she looks very real. Let me show you a picture.
Okay.
Right? Just at her facial expressions, right?
Yeah.
It's not your regular mannequin.
Okay.
You can see that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Exactly. So, I'll go into details, more human details.
Okay.
That's why they
named
her and everything. Right? So, for many years, many tourists have been intrigued by the mystery of the bridal mannequin. So around March 25th, 1930s, the bridal boutique in Chihuahua displayed a new bridal mannequin.
Okay.
And it had a bridal gown, right?
Yeah.
In the spring summer collection, right?
Sure.
Very pretty and everything. So La Pascualita, she's not your regular mannequin, as you can see.
Yeah. Right? She wouldn't be on the show.
Yeah, it's very detailed. Beautiful eyes, lashes, perfect nose, lips, face, chin, hair, even.
Yeah.
Everybody that would pass by the bridal shop, right, is because it's in a downtown area. Let's put it at that.
Okay.
So everybody's like freaked out.
Yeah.
When they go into details of how she's standing, right? Some people claim that they would pass by and they would like in the middle of the night or something, and they would like see that she would follow them with the eyes, and like claims that taxis would pass by and they're like, no, yeah, she would move her head like to see.
Yeah.
And it's claims like that right around the town.
Yeah.
So creepy. She's getting more and more fame. So people are like questioning, like, why is she looking so real? Like, what's really going on? Like, no mannequin should look like that. Let's just put it at that.
They usually don't have a lot of detail. Sometimes they don't even have.
It's just a mannequin. It's just to show the body what it would look like, the dress on, and that's it.
Right.
Right. No, like.
This one's
detailed. Like, so the rumors are going around the town and everything. So the biggest rumors is that the mannequin might be the daughter's shop owner. The shop owner daughter.
Wow.
My dyslexia messed me up. But you get it, right?
Yeah, yeah. The
shop owner has a daughter, and they think that it's her.
The mannequin. Because
she resembles her in a way.
Oh, shit.
So I'll show you a picture of the daughter as well, right? So you see the resemblance?
Yeah. Okay. We're going to have to put these on our Facebook.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, story has it that the daughter died the day before or the day of the wedding, I think. Either one.
Yeah.
It's a day nearby the wedding. So, here's where it gets a little, like, messed up. But there's two versions of it. One, that she got bit by a black widow spider.
Yeah.
The other one that she got bit by a scorpion.
Mm.
Either one was the cause of death, right?
Yeah.
Venomous?
Yeah. I think, so if you're allergic to scorpions, it could kill you, but they don't usually kill you. But a black widow is very dangerous.
It would kill you.
Like, yeah. You could die from a black widow.
So, yeah. She died from that bite.
Let's yeah, from it, a bite. Right? Uh-huh.
So
instead of getting like superpowers or something.
Right.
She just died. Or maybe her superpower is being a mannequin. Maybe.
But you don't know that.
I don't know.
You don't know that.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. So locals find out that this had happened to the daughter, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, it's fucking suspicious that right after that, there's a mannequin exactly like your daughter.
In a wedding dress.
In a wedding dress.
Yeah.
As a display.
Right.
And it looks pretty real.
Yeah.
Let me show you the let me just show you details of the hands.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's if you were making a mannequin, right?
Exactly.
That's not that's the not way you're going
to make a mannequin. No. The fingernails.
It actually looks
the
like.
The creases on the hands.
It looks like somebody. It looks like a dead person's hand.
Exactly.
That's what it looks like.
Like if you're like just by looking at the pictures, you think like it's a hand that they can move. Like it's moving. Like yeah. It has the creases on the hand. Like it's perfectly made.
Right.
And for a mannequin.
Yeah. You're not going to be putting that kind of detail.
For what reason?
Right. And then in Mexico where
everything is fast and easy. Get it done. Cut it. Cheap. Chop it. Move right. It. Well, like the dresses.
Yeah. Like they're not going
to
be.
No. They're just trying to make a sale. There you go. Put it on. Try it on. That's
yeah.
It.
And it doesn't even make sense of why you would want a mannequin.
So like also that. Talking about a mannequin, they have to change.
Right.
Styles.
Sure.
New inventory.
It was the 1930s. There's no way she's wearing the same dress.
No. It's been over years.
Yeah.
There's only like a certain person that can change her. Mm. It's a designated person like right throughout the years because it's not just one lady.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they quit for a reason. But
yeah, they would be
yeah,
like a 100-year-old person.
I mean, it's like the particular worker that recently, I don't know if she's still working there, but her name is Sonia.
Apparently. Yeah.
She's in charge of changing her, right?
Yeah.
Whenever it's needed. And she claims, quote unquote, every time I go near Pascua, in Spanish, right? It's just, I'm just translating it to
make it easy for me.
Best of my abilities.
Yeah.
Every time I go near Pascualita, my hands break out in sweat. Her hands are very realistic. She even has varicose veins on her legs.
See, that's...
I believe she's a real person.
So this
that's
is,
a worker.
Yeah.
Just changing her.
And if you're making... So first of all, the detail is weird to begin with. But there's no way if you're making a dress... Or a mannequin, I should say. A mannequin to sell merchandise. I get that you want to be detailed, maybe. I get that part.
But on the body, you know, like a bigger boob person, a...
Right.
Bigger waist person.
Pretty face.
A plus size model.
But do you add the varicose veins? Like, why would you? That doesn't have anything to do with
that's
the fashion.
What I'm saying. The crease on the hands, the fingernails. What's the reason?
So the fingernails to me, like if you were going to make a mannequin, you're going to want it as pretty as possible. The hands and the varicose veins are not.
No, it doesn't matter.
They're not pretty.
I mean, it's
crazy. It's very weird.
And so they have gotten, I'm not going to say experts, right? But they have gotten people like with knowledge of this.
Mm-hmm.
Enabling, what do you call it?
Embalming.
Embalming. Uh-huh. Yeah, that, right. I was close.
Yeah.
Embalming type of thing.
Right.
And they say that it's impossible
mm-hmm.
for it to be this intact. Or well taken care of over the years.
Yeah, but we know that's not true. In Mexico.
Exactly. In right, Mexico.
We know about, and we're probably going to do a story on this. There is a child that was buried. And then they dug that child
up.
Oh,
that's true. That's true. Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like a doll. And they have it in a little like glass case because it's considered like a miracle. But I think scientists know that it's the arsenic in the ground. And so it's like, that's not true. Like you could.
Let's go back to the aliens.
Right. Also true.
It's been more than 90 years for the aliens. How look they good?
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
So don't tell us that it's not impossible.
Yeah. Yeah. There's and no way.
The owners of the boutique or whatever you want to call it, they don't want to like, they have never shown proof that, oh yeah, she's just a mannequin. Yeah. They've never shown. They're actually like acting sketchy about it. You know, like why wouldn't anybody just change her? No, they have one designated person.
Right.
And like, it's only them that they can take care of it.
It's of very, very suspicious. Yeah.
It's not just an item. It's a bride. So it's like.
Another weird part of this though.
If it was her daughter, I would understand why would she do that. Like she would want her daughter or she would want to remember her daughter in that way.
I guess so, but it's a stretch for me. Like I don't, I mean.
It's scary. Yeah, it's completely scary.
I don't know. There's not a way to do it that to me isn't creepy because in my mind, I'm like, well, I wouldn't put her on display. But then if you have her at the house, that's worse.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's
But in the display, I think it's more like of a ka-ching.
Yeah. Yeah, they're making money for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, tourists come like...
Sure. Yeah, that part, the money part makes sense.
The money part makes sense. Yeah, I'm
not gonna Even lie. If it wasn't real and you wanted to make people believe it was real, that makes sense too.
Interviews, like TV shows. Or
right.
Us...
Yo, we're adding to it.
No, we're not making money, guys.
Yeah. We're
not making money.
Yet.
Not yet, exactly.
I want to. Send your money to me, please.
But, I mean, it's... We'll put the pictures up, guys. Because, like, if you haven't heard the story, I don't know how I heard it. I think I saw it on TV. I'm not sure. Or my grandma told me about it. I don't know. But...
Yeah.
I just remembered
it. I never heard of it till I met you.
Yeah.
So, you know a lot of stuff that I never heard of.
It's crazy, right?
It's very crazy.
I mean, you've never heard of a mannequin being such, like...
Detail like
detailed.
That.
Detailed.
It's the wrong details for me.
Yeah. Or, like, let's put it... Because I don't want to call her a mannequin in case she is a human.
Right.
Let's say a human... Turn into a mannequin.
Yeah. And you don't want to call her a dummy.
Right. Right.
So this is the thing, right? Because I can understand wanting to have a really good mannequin. I can understand wanting to have a beautiful mannequin. Are
going to that extent?
The varicose veins, I don't get. The hands looking like that. It almost looks like they have dirt underneath the nails.
It is.
Right? Like the nail doesn't like, look good.
Like even has a crease like on top of the fingers. Like it's.
Yeah. And I think if I was going to make a mannequin, I wouldn't use those colors on the hands either.
Yeah, no.
It's just a lot of weird.
I mean, even the skin is just like. I mean, not the skin, but the. I don't want to call it a mannequin.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're making a mannequin, it just doesn't look like that.
It doesn't look like that. Just by the lips of it?
Well, how many mannequins do you know that have eyes like that too? Like the mannequins don't have eyes like that.
No.
Like they're usually just...
If you look at the eyebrows too, it's not like they're perfectly made eyebrows. It's like...
Well, who makes eyebrows on a mannequin either?
Exactly.
Like, it doesn't... There's so
the
much...
eyelashes, I would understand. Like, they just put fake eyelashes on top. You know, the real lashes. Because it's a makeup. The eyeshadow. But the crease on the eyes, like, it's...
When we post this, I'm going to post a picture of a mannequin. And there's nothing... There's none of that. There's none of that. They don't have teeth. They don't have fingernails. They don't have eyeballs. They don't have hair like that. Like, they just don't.
They don't have have hair at all.
They don't have any of that. It's like, crazy. This is so, and they don't have any of that. They
she
definitely
have the earrings. Like, that's
they definitely
part.
Don't have varicose veins.
They don't have earrings.
No.
It's just like, they went through all that process.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me, no, it's not
it's
a
just
real
a piece
person.
Of plastic
it's
in just, there.
It's just plastic. We elaborated it.
Nah.
No.
Not buying it.
No.
But there's a sickness with the mom if she did that to her daughter, though, too, right? Like,
if she did, yes.
Like, that's not... I get the grief of a mother and, you know, burying your child.
Before that, her wedding, yeah.
Like, I understand all of the trauma part of it, but this is not right.
That's not the way
like,
to go.
If your child dies, and I hope nobody ever goes through that, but don't put them on display in your shop.
Not even... I mean, it's good for business, but...
Yeah, like, do something else. Do something else.
I don't know. It's crazy. So, yeah.
It's a very weird story.
I like to keep my stories short, but...
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I've been noticing that.
I don't think they're that short.
But, yeah, I mean, it's... I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah. We should do a road trip.
No, yeah. No, I'm not going. No. I don't care how it, I see the story interesting. I don't want to see it for myself. I don't want to deal with it. No, I just know from it, and that's it.
If I'm in the area, I'm going.
You should go.
I'm gonna
go.
And
you should go. Yeah. I don't. And she knows the story.
I think I told her when you told me
about the mannequin. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna go to Tulum soon.
Oh shit!
But that's a long ways away from Chihuahua.
I don't know my graphics, so.
It's over by Cancun, I think.
Still don't know.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, if you did get pictures of it, if it's still there, let me see if it's.
Oh, yeah, you had said it might have moved.
They rumors had it that they moved it. That they
imagine moved if there's like multiple.
No, I don't think they would.
It's Mexico. You can't rule it out.
Today, the bridal store is known as La Casa de Pascualita, the House of the Pascualita. It's located at Calle Guadalupe Victoria, 803, in Zona Centro, 31,000 Chihuahua, Mexico. So if you ever get to see Mexico, see the store yourself and decide the genius of La Pascualita.
They write that like Mexico is like a super tiny place.
Exactly.
Like
we're in Chihuahua.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's by the city of Chihuahua in Chihuahua.
I just know it was like a downtown store.
Yeah.
It's like a centro.
I'm sure we could find it.
Oh, it is rumored that she was removed from the window and taken to Mexico City for a display in 2019. So I guess it was only for like a show, I guess.
That's even weirder.
So you're just showing her around?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, come check out this. She went on tour.
She's making money.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. A mannequin just making money. But like, how do they change her?
The person has to go with them. I don't know how far Chihuahua is from Mexico City.
Me that I work in a department store, we take off the arms and like the torso part. Yeah. We just lift it up and like change them and stuff. So I don't know how they do it with her.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same thing or.
That's true, because if the arms are stiff, how are you getting the dress on her?
Yeah. Because one arm is always like, not folded, but like.
Bent.
Bent in a way. And the other one is like, not too bent.
Yeah. Less bent.
Less bent. So it's.
And then how do you not break her over 90 years?
Exactly.
Like there's got to be some kind of maintenance policy.
The embalmment.
Well, this is the other thing too, right? Like maybe since it's a dress shop, if they're making the dresses, maybe they sew it on around her.
They cut it off and they sew. That's true. What the fuck? I never thought of that.
Maybe. Because if it's a dress store and they're doing that, that would be the easiest way.
Let's say it's a real corpse. Let's say that. That would be the only way to keep the body intact. Not break it.
Yeah. Man, you're risking so much though, because
and for you, one person, let's say allegedly, because I don't we don't know how far they can go. Allegedly, so let's just say like it would be easy for one person grab the dress, put in the arms, sew it through the back.
Yeah.
Instead of taking the body apart, put it in the dress, putting the torso, lifting up the dress, putting in the arms.
Yeah.
It's.
How messed up would it be if it is a corpse and the arms and legs come off?
No.
Like, that would be the most messed up.
But also, they have, like, a style of dress for her. It's not like they put her in any dress. It's always going to be, like, what the pictures that I've seen, it's always, like, the long sleeve dresses.
Right. Yeah, I've seen those, too. And they're
so, like, they don't want to show her arms. They don't want to show her armpits. Why? It's never like a sweet heartline, or what do you call it,
like the low cut
dresses. Yeah. Like, why?
Modesty.
No, but Jesus fucking Christ. But I'm saying, like, why not another type of dress? It's always like the long sleeve dresses.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, it's a spring summer collection. With whenever long it started.
But with long sleeves.
With long sleeves, yeah.
Yeah, in Mexico.
Yeah.
That is weird.
So make it make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
But yeah, maybe. All the pictures I've seen, it's long sleeve dresses, like shoulder covered dresses, like.
Yeah, yeah, because you always just see her hands. Her sticking hands, out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't see the rest of her arms, or like.
What do her elbows look like?
Yeah, we don't see that.
It's true.
That's crazy. Well. Judge for yourself, guys.
Yeah, go to our Facebook and you decide, is she a corpse or is this just a plastic mannequin?
Yeah. So we just leave it in the comments, because it's bugging the fuck out. I've been knowing the story for years. I just never brought it up because I was like, it's a mannequin. Like, you know, like, it's not in my city. It's not like I'm going to see it every time I go out.
Yeah.
But people that live there...
I'm leaning, you know, we've had as high as 80% that I believe. This one might be a little bit higher.
Right.
Like, I'm at 85 or 90% on this one. This seems like a corpse. Because who's putting eyeballs in their mannequins? And those hands?
Yeah, no.
This isn't right.
It's not right. It's not normal.
No. I've never seen a mannequin look like that.
So yeah, guys. Judge... Give us your opinion. Yep. We'll be listening. I didn't forget the clap this time. So, yeah. Thank you for listening today. We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye, guys.